See some great photographs in there, including the one with Valcor Records yesterday. Great photograph. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Judith.
Morning. It's a beautiful day on the outside. It's our spring fundraiser 2012, day three of our seven-day spring fundraiser, and everything's great. And we hope it's a great day for you, and it would be a greater day for all of us if those of you who have not pledged your support to KRVS yet during this spring fundraiser will make the move this morning, hopefully. Our number is 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS, or please pledge online with your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express at krvs.org. We'll try to move you to the phone. Those of you, survey says probably a majority of public radio listeners do not contribute, and if it's an important part of your day-to-day, please consider support to KRVS this year and this morning, hopefully this hour. Again, the number is 482-5787. We have friendly operators who will help you, guide you with a thank you premium, and we'll just be done with you in about 2 minutes. 482-5787 or pledging online at krvs.org. We've got a lot of local music and more that we'll be getting to this next hour, starting off with one of our local treasures, David Egan. We'll hear one of his great tracks from his last release, You Don't Know Your Mind. And we'll also go way back and hear something from Paul Gayton. But let's begin with the Fat Man, Fats Domino.
Yes, it's me and I'm in love again. Had no love and say you know when. You know I love it. Yes, I do. And I'm saving all my loving, yeah, for you. Need your loving and I need it bad. Just like a dog when he's going mad. Ooh-wee, baby, ooh-wee. Baby, won't you give your love to me? Any minute and money more. Told me and warned me around no more. Ooh-wee, baby. Baby, don't you let your dog bite me. I'm in love again. Had no love and said you know when. You know I love you. Yes I do. And I'm saving all my love in jail for you. Any minute and money more. Told me you didn't want me around no more. Ooh-wee baby, ooh-wee. Baby don't you let your dog bite me.
I got the blue. I got bourbon in my cup. Whole world drives me crazy, but I still can't get enough. I've been down so long, it starts to look like up. I got blues, I got bourbon in my little Dixie cup. Thank you. Now my woman, she's so evil, but she gives me such a thrill. 20 years of trouble, and I still can't get my fill. You know one woman's way too many, and 100 ain't enough. I got blues, I got burdens in my little Dixie cup. And it's written on the rafters, it's crawling on the ground, it's hanging from the steeple low, it's twisted round and round. Hear the whole band dragging, better pick the temple up. I got blue, I got burn in my little Dixie cup. Hey, when you viewed the ruins from your presidential plane, made a Hollywood production to portray your grief and pain. Could all of your compassion fill this little Dixie cup? I would say the world was so much better before you gave that bourbon up. And it's written on the rafters, it's crawling on the ground, it's hanging from the steeple low, twisted round and round. Time is surely wasting, let's start this party up. Play some blues, pour some bourbon in my little Dixie cup. It's calling from the four winds, it's falling from the sky, it's a steady pitter-patter, it don't matter, close your eye. Sleepwalking past the graveyard, ain't nobody waking up. We got blues, we got bourbon in our little Dixie cups.
You don't have to do it, you know.
great Paul Gayton, who was quite active, I guess beginning in the late 40s throughout, and especially active during the 1950s and 60s. He was born in Kentwood, Louisiana, pianist, nephew of the blues pianist, Little Brother Montgomery. And this guy was like so a band leader throughout the 40s, and in the 50s, he quit as a touring band leader and joined Chess Records as a talent scout. And he was the guy that discovered Clarence Frogman Henry and produced the Frogman's first hit, which was I Ain't Got No Home, back in 1956. Paul Gayton there with Mule Face. Before that, one of our local treasures, David Egan with Bourbon in My Cup. And we began with a classic from Fats Domino, Yes, Indeed, I'm in Love Again, and we hope that you are in love again with life and with public radio, and consider giving us a pledge during our spring fundraiser. The number is 482-5787, 482-KRVS. And time to look at the weather. It's really not going to be that bad. It's actually beautiful on the outside. Sunny today with a high of 76, a north breeze at 10. Clear skies tonight with a low of 55. And on Thursday, sunny with a high of 79 degrees. Currently, it's fair and 67 here on the campus of UL Lafayette. And once again, it is our spring fundraiser. We hope that many of you have answered your renewal slips in the mail, or they're sitting right there in your kitchen and ready to be mailed off. Or if you haven't done that, you can give us a call this morning at 482-5787, 482-KRVS, or pledge while you're at your computer or your laptop, your iPhone, online at krvs.org. We had a great day yesterday during this program and during Cheryl Castile's The Exchange. I got some guys coming in, you know, start naming names. And, you know, I don't want to have to resort to that quite yet. We might do that tomorrow. But if you haven't pledged in a year or more, and KRVS is a valuable part of your life, your regular day-to-day routine when you're getting in and out of your car, sitting at home, at work, in studio, we need your support. You know that you're not encumbered with commercials as just about every other radio station you have to you encounter on the dial. We're a unique system, and you are one of our main sources of revenue. 482-5787, 482-KRVS. We thank all of you who have pledged your support so far, but if you haven't done that quite yet, and especially if you've never done it, just haven't made that move, we want to urge you to especially consider just giving us a call and beginning your support with KRVS. I'd like to thank, man, all of these sponsors and all of these great venues who have been supplying food for us. The Kitchen Shop over in Grand Coteau, the Hub City Diner here in Lafayette, will be bringing us our traditional dinners on Friday, I'm sure. Great Harvest Bakery, the Taco Sisters, Molly and Katie Richard, Thibodeau's Bread and Bagels, and Johnson's Boucaniere. Kim Newstrom just opened the door and showed me a bag from Johnson's Boucaniere with my name on it. So, you know, they know I'm a regular there. Obviously, I can almost imagine what's in there. So thanks to you guys for supporting KRVS, and thanks to everyone who has chipped in during this fundraiser. If you haven't, again, the number is 482-5787, 482-KRVS. Before we get into our next set of music, we've got a pair of tickets. Of course, you know, Festival International begins next week, but tomorrow evening there will be a special Festival International kickoff bash happening at the Jefferson Street Pub downtown Lafayette. It starts at 8 o'clock. Featured will be Eric Lindell, Michael Juan Nunez and the American Electric, and Sean Bruce. I have a pair of tickets to this special event. Now, you know, it'd be nice if someone who has already pledged or would like to pledge would call for these tickets. But I'm going to give them away to whoever at this number here, the studio line, 482-6991. 482-6991. I'll give it away to caller number 5. That's a pair of tickets for the Festival International Kickoff Bash tomorrow evening with Eric Lindell, Michael Juan, and Sean Bruce. 482-6991. I'll take caller number 5. As we listen to a brand new album from New Orleans a resident Anders Osborne from his new album, Black Eye Galaxy. This is Black Tar.
Ooh! that would not help me out.
Just pray on it right now.
Thank you.
playing that new Dr. John record. It is just one of his finest ever, and brand new. It's called Lockdown, and that's something called Revolution. Before that, Andre Williams and the New Orleans Hellhounds with Never Had a Problem, and Anders Osborne giving you a peek of his brand new release entitled Black Eye Galaxy. It's new on Alligator Records, and the track we heard was a real rockin' one called Black Tar. And it's just about 26 minutes past the hour. This is the Medicine Ball Caravan. I'm Cecil Doyle here on KRVS. Lafayette Lake Charles is our spring fundraiser. With me in the studio, Judith Merriweather. And we'd like to hear the phones ring a bit more today.
Absolutely, Cecil. You know, everywhere I go, people say, oh, I love Medicine Ball Caravan. And even Nick Forrester, you know, from E-Town,
right.
When he was here not too long ago, within the past month, mm-hmm. he came to KRVS and he goes, man, he says, I was at a party and, you know, people said, oh, yeah, your program comes on after Cecil Doyle's show.
Right.
Medicine Ball Caravan. So we know you have lots of fans out there. Lots of you listening love Cecil's program. We hope that you will contribute. If you have never given before and you love this show, you listen to it every week, make a contribution, whether it's $25 or maybe that dollar a week. Surely Cecil's program is a jukebox worth a dollar a week. You can put that much in, $52. You can pay by credit card or ask us to send you a pledge reminder in the mail. You can break that down into a couple different payments, maybe more. Whatever works for you, we can facilitate that. 337-482-5787. 482-KRVS. Cecil really just symbolizes all that is good about public radio producers producing these shows with such heart and craft and knowledge. That's why you listen, and sometimes it's easy to take it for granted that this is how radio is supposed to be. This is how public radio is. But we are very unique among public radio stations, and this is not how all radio is. Cecil has hours of beautifully produced programs. He works very hard making these shows, putting the music together, making sure that it all flows just right, and you get the result of that every time you tune into one of his shows. Please call, make that contribution, or make it online today. And we hope that if you've never donated before, you will think about how much you get out of this program in knowledge and pleasure, and make a call and contribute. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS. And thanks so much to those businesses who make personal donations, but also donate during the fundraiser, fueling our volunteers. A big thanks to Johnson's Boucconnière. Thanks so much to Lori Walls and all the people at Johnson's Boucconnière. They gave us plate lunches and boudin and pulled pork sandwiches and desserts. And they even had a special bag with Cecil Doyle's name
right.
on it, just for Cecil.
One with my name on it, so I can't wait to open that.
So he's looking forward to enjoying it. Again, Johnson's Boucconnière supporting KRVS, and I think they listen to it a lot as well.
It's on there mm-hmm. quite a few times I go in, and that's what's playing throughout the place. So.
Well, thank you very much, all of you over at Johnson's. And thanks to the rest of the businesses who have fueled our volunteers throughout the week. The Kitchen Shop in Grand Coteau, Nancy Brewer and Jesse Poimbuff. Jesse, an artist, and he was just listening in earlier when Christine Balfa was talking about how important KRVS is to artists and how much they listen. Kitchen Shop giving us all of our coffee this week. So every day we're enjoying coffee from the Kitchen Shop as well as Gâteau Nana. Jimmy Guidry from Hub City Diner supporting us in so many ways. Thank you. Great Harvest Bakery, JP and Michelle McFadden and Thibodeau's Breads and Bagels, and also Johnson's, as well as Fawn Larson. She just dropped off a cheesecake. Cheesecakes by Fawn. So thank you for that amaretto cheesecake, Fawn Larson. We really appreciate that. Another musician who supports KRVS. 337-482-5787, 482-KRVS, or go online at krvs.org. Support Medicine Ball Caravan. Support all of the programs that Cecil Doyle produces here. Support the public radio station that makes this possible. Ensure that it will be there for you and your children and generations, that there will be this space, such a creative space that you can go to and learn about music, enjoy music, and just enjoy your culture. So call this morning. Cecil's going to be getting on with some more music right now. We do have CDs as special premiums, and we'll be telling you more about those, or you can ask about them when you call.
Thanks, Judith. And it's time to get to the Medicine Ball calendar. We do this every, especially Wednesday and Thursdays here on the Caravan. Let's see what we've got going on. It's another busy week, as it is every week here in Southwest Louisiana. Another cue for maybe some of the organizations, the outlets and the bands to put a value on the announcements that get made here on KRVS each and every week. Anyway, this is the rundown of the Medicine Ball calendar. This evening it's the Nouveau String Band over at Café des Amis in Bro Bridge. Sean Bruce will be at Café Vermilionville doing one of those patio shows early this evening. Jim Farris and Bridget Gary play Artmosphere. It's the Cajun Jam at the Blue Moon Saloon, and it's Songwriter's Night over at the Wild Salmon. Shovels and Rope will be at Artmosphere on Thursday as Johnny Campo over at the Blue Dog. Ray Abshire brings it on at the Blue Moon Saloon. And the Festival International Kickoff Bash over at Jefferson Street Pub, as we were mentioning earlier, features Eric Lindell, Michael Juan Nunez, and Sean Bruce. On Friday, it's the Mercy Brothers over at Bach Lunch, Parc Sans Souci, downtown Lafayette, 12 noon to 1 o'clock. Later in the evening in Park International, it's Nickel Beer. That's downtown Alive. Gino Delafosse will be at the Atchafalaya Club. Road Doctor Review, the Blue Dog Cafe. Krista Bell and the Johns, along with the Doc Marshalls, perform at the Blue Moon. It's Horace Traha at Cowboys. Also on Friday, it's Chubby Carrier at Scotty's Ice House on Johnston Street. The group Last to Know play the Shed Barbecue and Blues Joint in Scott. Lightfield, Lions May Cry, will perform at the Station over in Broussard. It's Emily Vadrine, along with the Pits over at the Feed and Seed, downtown Lafayette. And it's Marsha Ball and D.L. Menard at Grant Street Dance Hall. On Saturday, it's Hopetown over at Artmosphere. A funk band named Machete plays Bisbano's Cellar Door. From New Orleans, the Iguanas return to the Blue Moon Saloon. It's Scott Allen Stagg at the Blue Dog. And Wayne Toops will be over at Cowboys. Also on Saturday, the Sour Sedans play the Shed in Scott. Again, we're in day number 3 of our 7-day spring fundraiser. And come on, y'all. Let's get on and become a member of public radio. Especially those organizations that get listings here. It'd be nice to have maybe some underwriting done or just a nice pledge of support, as well as the musicians who play in all of the bands who get a free mention every week. Put a value to that. We know, you know, how it is up there. Things are rough, but adjust it to what you make. Every little bit counts. 482-5787, 337-482-KRVS. Join the community. Become part of what this station is and how it connects to the arts, music, and general good atmosphere of Southwest Louisiana. KRVS.org with your Visa, MasterCard, Discover, or American Express. And thanks, guys. Coming up at 12 noon, I think it's Bill Bolins coming in with a live edition of Dirty Rice, I would imagine. We'll see what happens. And at 1 o'clock, it's Courtney Petrie taking us down the Bluegrass Highway. Caravan continues to roll. New music by Trombone Shorty coming up, but this is from the latest release by Galactic from Carnaval Electricos. This is Attack. We'll be right back.
means love. Cutest thing I ever seen. Strange love. Cutest thing I ever seen. You remind me of something that I have seen in a dream. Can I take you out to dinner? Some place where we can be alone. Can I take you out to dinner? Some place where we can be alone. Tell you how much I love you, then let me hold you in my honey. Love to be your honeycomb. You as sweet as any honey. I love to be your honeycomb. Then when the time is right, darling, there'll be some loving going on.
Yes, I know you got a monkey motion from your head down to your toes. Yes, that's a break on a dollar just anywhere you go. Long time feel just like a cannonball. Yes, she's long and she's tall. Feel like a cannonball. You know she got feet like Mary. How just like the law.
Rare sounds from one of those mysterious figures of the blues who just cut a few sides back in the 1950s and then more or less disappeared. Houston Boynes with the monkey motion. Love it when they have that monkey motion, don't you? Slim Harpo before that. The Baton Rouge legend with Strange Love. and Trombone Shorty out of New Orleans do an encore from his latest release, For True, and we kick that set up off with a Attack, a track from Galactic's latest album, Carnaval Electricos. You're listening to The Caravan here on KRVS. Please, a pledge of support would help us out a great deal. If you rely on this program and all of the others you hear day to day and on weekends and weekdays, 482-5787, 482-KRVS is the number to call for a pledge of support. We're going to hear something by C6 Steve in just a few minutes, but first up, our good friend from up Brooklyn way, this is Dana Kurtz from her latest release, American Standard. Something called Good in 62.
Thank you.
C6 Steve covering some Mississippi Fred McDowell there. C6 Steve doing vocals and guitar, Fats Kaplan fiddle, Jack Lawrence bass, and Jack White drums, Levy Camp blues. And that came out of Dana Kurtz from one of her new releases, American Standard, and a track called Good in 62. The Medicine Ball Caravan was produced live in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who joined you in support.